What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lion's Den with your host, Alex Duenas. Happy New Year. You know it's January 13th. I know. The inconsistency, my man. But I got a good podcast for you guys. I got a lot of knowledge to drop on you guys, a lot of great wisdom that can benefit you this year, especially already 2 weeks into it. Because now, you know what? Honestly, we have some data. We have some data right now of how this whole year has been going on, okay? So first and foremost, I hope you guys are doing good. I hope you guys are taking this year more serious than you were last year, truthfully, because that's like the first step in really improving the quality of your life. I like the word change, but I like the word improvement better. So let me ask you this. Does it feel any different? Does this year feel any different than you did 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? Probably not that different, right? Right. Because truthfully, no matter how many times that ball drops and it's a new year, unless you take some massive action, nothing will feel different. Nothing. Because it's just a turning of a page. Today is still today. You know, time doesn't really exist, you know? And it's just like, it's just another day. You have another 24 hours today. You have another 24 hours. Today can be May 31st. Today can be April 27th. It's still the day, still got 24 hours. If you still do what you've been doing in the past, then the future is going to look exactly like the past. So a few things that I really want to touch on, and one of them being progress. Progress, and I want to touch on the fact of, is it bringing you any value into your life? If it's not, don't worry about it. Don't concern yourself with it. Now, let's talk progress. So at the end of last year, towards the end of last year, I decided to join a mastermind, okay? And this mastermind was not cheap. But I recognize that in order for me to level up, I have to get around new people. I have to have new insights. I have to have a coach. I have to have somebody helping me get to that next level. Because in any organization, any athlete, and you see it mainly in athletes and football teams, baseball teams, like you get a coach to help the team get better. You bring in different people to help you get better. And so you must look at yourself as that type of person. If I want to get better, I have to bring somebody into my life in order for me to get better, to see where I'm going wrong, to get a better blueprint, to get some accountability, to get someone to watch the things that I'm doing and how can I do them better. Seriously, that's one of the biggest keys in success in life, is understanding that you cannot do it alone and understanding that you need another pair of eyes to help you do certain things better. So I'll be honest with you, the first month of this program, I'm smoking a cigar, it was rough, man. I had a lot of doubts. It was very difficult. Like, I was like, I'm not used to this. This is not normal for me. Like, I feel a lot of resistance. It's not good. And I had a lot of that kind of feeling, man. I did not feel good having to ultimately kind of cold call, cold message and talk to people, get rejected a lot, you know, but it's what these guys were telling me to do. It's like, yo, you need to talk to more people. If you want to build a successful business, you have to help more people, Alex. Simple as that. And in order for you to help people out, you have to talk to more people, and you're going to have to find people who are interested and actually not even interested. You have to find people who have a problem that you can solve for them. Can you solve this problem for them? And if the answer is yes, then you have a good customer there, you know? And so that was very hard, you know, because rejection is never easy. Rejection is never easy, and it never feels good. And sometimes you can feel like, are you making headway? You know, that's how I was feeling. And so as I was doing this, the first month was difficult. I was having doubts. I was like, this is hard. All these things. And it wasn't until recently where I was able to get two new customers. And I was like, wow, like two people that needed my product, two people who want my service, who like me, who I like them, and we got along. And now I have two new customers. I'm like, man, this is awesome. Like, it took me a minute. But the whole process was difficult. The whole process was like, man, this is tough, man. It was days where I was like, how am I going to make this happen? Is this even going to work? But the beautiful thing is, for example, yesterday was one of those days where I was able to get a really cool client. And the day before, I had a meeting with the coach. And he's like, man, like you have so much potential, man. Like, stop overthinking it. Stop overthinking it. This is you. And he drew a little stick figure. And he drew this is you. You're overthinking it. It's very simple. Do this, do this, do this. Okay, got it. And the next day, yesterday, I was able to land a good client. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, this is awesome. Like, this is awesome. Like, I was so ecstatic after like a month and a half of not being able to. You know? And I was so proud of myself because it showed that I'm making progress. It showed that it's working. And if it wasn't for him, and then another coach inside the program taught me a little bit more about like coaching and like how to approach the situation, where it changed my perspective about it. And because those two coaches who were all making, one of the coaches makes $100,000 a month, the other coach makes seven figures a year. So these guys are top players, top coaches. But again, I paid a heavy price, you know, but that's fine. You get what you pay for, simple as that, you know? And so being in there and having them pushed me to be better, pushed me. And it was tough. It was very, very tough. But after finally getting my first two wins, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. This is beautiful. I feel great. So for you, understand, if you want to make progress, you're going to have to go through a period of your time where it does not feel good. It feels weird. It feels unnatural. It feels uncomfortable. A lot of people throw around the word, oh, you got to get uncomfortable. But it's not just feeling uncomfortable. It has to feel weird. It has to not feel right, you know? And I fought against that feeling. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. Like, it's so much resistance. Why? Well, I had a lot of limiting beliefs. I had a lot of things in my head that limited me to keep moving forward. But that's why you have these coaches to break those limiting beliefs, who are where you want to be. The guy makes $100,000 a year, like, helping people. I'm like, I want to be in your position. Oh, he's like, well, Alex, you have to think this way. I'm like, oh. So you see, in order for you to get into a better position in life, you can't think the same way you've been thinking, because the way you've been thinking has led you to where you are right now. And if you're not happy or satisfied with where you are, your level of thinking has to change. And anytime you transition, anytime you change, it's going to feel weird at first because it doesn't feel like it's you. That's the thing. It's not you. It's someone that you're becoming. The person you're becoming makes these different types of decisions, and they're not used to it. But and this is why progress is so important. So like, and for example, in a fitness journey, it's so important for me to make sure my clients are seeing progress. It's so important for my client to make sure my clients, I show them that, hey, you are progressing, because it gives them hope. It gives them a sense of security of like, that this is actually working. I want to keep going. So in your life, you have to understand, if you are not making the progress, there's a few things that you must do if you want to see progress. Number one, realize that you might not have the information that you need in order to progress. That was me. I didn't have the information to progress. And even if I did have the information, I wasn't applying it. Those are two different things. Knowing the information and applying the information is completely different. Because as you apply the information, you find out the truth behind what it is that you're actually doing. I knew I had to talk to people in order to get more clients and build my business. I was kind of doing it. But when I entered this group and they told me the same thing, the difference was they had a strategy. So Alex, you have to go about it this way. You have to learn to say this. You have to learn to do this. They had a better strategy than the one that I had going into it, which made a game changer. Why? Because these guys had more experience than me. The one guy that makes $100,000 a year, he was like, Alex, I messaged people for 3 years straight. I'm like, for me, it was like, I'll message 2 days and then I won't message for 3 days. I'll message for 2 days, 3 days, then I won't message for 4 days. So it was inconsistent. Whereas you have a guy that I'm talking to now who was consistent for 3 years. He's like, Alex, I would message for 4 or 5 hours. He's like, it's a skill and you get better at it. I'm like, got you. But I didn't have that info by myself, even me. And so I recognize the ability of having somebody who's done something that I'm so wishy-washy of. Somebody who's been so consistent with it, got the results. And for you guys, it might be fitness. For me, I've put in the reps every single day. Reps after reps after reps. And so if you're going into this and you're inconsistent like I am, like I was in my business, then you really won't see the holes. You don't always have the best strategy because you haven't developed it. And so the point is, bringing somebody in to help you facilitate what you're doing wrong and giving you a better strategy will ultimately lead you down the path that you want. And during that path, it's going to feel uncomfortable, weird, strange, and resistant. And that is a for sure sign that you're on the right path. So progress and coaches and mentors are so crucial. Even me, that's why I still have them to this day. Now, my second point of this conversation is understanding that there are going to be people in your life that want to be in your life, but don't always add the value that you need in your life. I've been dealing with this specific person in my life who wants to be in my life, and I've been kind of on and off because personally, like, they're smart and they teach me a couple of things, but personally, I sometimes don't see the value of having this person in my life. And I'm the type of person that I really pay attention to my time. I really pay attention to what I'm putting in, what I'm getting out. Are you adding or are you subtracting in my life? And when it comes to partnerships and relationships, you really have to notice what's actually happening. Are you guys having better conversations or are you guys constantly fighting? I don't want to consistently fight with somebody. And no matter how much potential you think this person has, if you guys are consistently fighting, it's not going to work out. Especially for me, being a man who's always at war during the day with business, with work, with my own battles, sometimes it's it is hard to then have a partner where you guys are consistently going back and forth on the same topic that you always talk about. And so when you realize who is in your life, it might be friends, it might be a relationship, realize, are you guys having the same fights over and over again? Or are you guys actually speaking about things that are progressing you both forward? Are you guys spending time moving forward? Or are you guys spending time wasting it? I consistently listen to people who are years ahead of me, light years. I read books of great people. People who are, me personally, and in the personal development world right now, in business, who are years in business ahead of me, and who have great habits. And so when I go and I spend time with somebody who's not at that level, which is perfectly fine, I take mental note. Does this person make me feel how these people make me feel? Does this person make me feel inspired? Does this person make me want to do more? Do I learn from this person? And if this person doesn't give me any of these attributes, if I feel like I'm giving more than what I'm really receiving, then I'm not going to stick around. If you're giving more to somebody than they're really giving you, and I'm not saying only give to receive, but you can tell. Like, you can tell if somebody's adding more value to your life than they are taking. And you might have feelings for this person, but understand that it's costing you. You're not leaving better. You're leaving with less. Especially if you're giving that person more. And like, obviously you can wait and give it time and see if it turns around, but if you catch yourself over and over and over and over again feeling more drained than you are giving, then it's something that you might have to just cut off and realize this isn't it. And that's fine. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but you have to also watch out because it's also not good for them either. Because if there's that much friction, it's not good. It's just not, and that's okay. Especially in relationships. I don't think relationships are easy, but they shouldn't be completely difficult. Like, if you have a basketball team, you shouldn't constantly be arguing with each other. It's constantly like, yo, teamwork. Obviously, yo, you could have done better here, you could have done better here. Cool. You know, it's teamwork. It's a team. You're partners. So you might be in something like that. But again, you won't really recognize it until you're around other people or you hear other people on a daily basis that add value to your life. So going into this year, really pay attention to that. Pay attention to what's going on. And then how much are you pouring back into yourself? I really advise, like, a podcast like this, where it's educational, it's focused on personal development. Listen to other people who are where you want to be in life. It's so important to listen to people who are where they or where you want to be in life. That's how you get ahead. You get ahead by listening and watching what the people you like what they have are doing. It's called modeling. One of the fastest ways to get what you want in life is to see someone who has what you want and look at what they do on a daily basis. Listen to what they have to say, because they obviously think differently and do different things that have gotten them a result that you want. If it's a six pack, like, you listen to me enough, you watch me enough, you're gonna notice what I do to keep a six pack. You'll notice that I work out every day. You notice that I eat a certain way. You'll notice that I go to sleep at a certain time. You'll notice that I wake up at a certain time. You'll notice that I don't go out and drink. You notice that I don't go out and dolly gag. You'll notice that I don't, you feel me? Like, you, but this guy has a six pack. How does he do it? Well, watch what he does on a daily basis. See how he thinks, see how he acts, see how he speaks. So take all this into consideration. You know, I want you to be better, but you also have to tell yourself, I must be better. I can be better. And it also honestly starts there. And it's like, if I want to be better, who can I get in my life that can ultimately make me better? Who do I have in my life that I'm learning from? If you're not learning from anybody, you're learning from somebody. That's the thing. You are learning from somebody, and you might be learning what not to do, but you might be still doing it. Really look at who you're learning from. Just as your physical diet's important, your mental diet is just as important. What you digest on a daily basis. This is good food, mental, for you. Because I'm pushing you. I'm making you think. I'm making you come to different conclusions so you can make different choices. And you can have different outcomes with your life. Okay? I hope you took something from this podcast. If you liked it, either message me about it on Instagram, the Alex Dueñas, and let me know if you have any questions or anything that I could help you. How can I best serve you? All right. Thank you again, and much love.